Tell us how your workout went today.
First of all, I want to say I'm happy to be here, man. Thanks. Thank you for the Utah Jazz to have me in here today and have this opportunity. And I think it went pretty well. We had a whole different types of bunch of skill work we had to do, a bit of shooting, a bit of conditioning at the end. It was tough, but I think I did well.
How many workouts do you have scheduled?
This was my fourth workout, and it's my last for now.
So you kind of narrowed down. This is one of the spots you'd like to land at number 12.
Yeah, I'm just looking for a good fit, a team that has a great organization and that they want me.
Why do you see this as a good fit for you?
I just know they're a great organization. They're a very young team with a lot of potential, and they're rising very high, and it's going to come soon.
Spent a lot of time with John Stockton up in Spokane.
I see him quite often up in Gonzaga. Every time our team has a lifting in the weight room, he's usually there. So it's pretty cool.
What did you want to show today?
I wanted to show them that I could improve every aspect of my skill level a bit, my strength, my mental toughness, my shooting, my conditioning, you know, my handling, just a bit of everything, just so they get a better feel for me.
Is there anything you wanted to show that you didn't get to do really in school because of the system you played in?
I wanted to show them a bit more that I can shoot, I can extend my range more than people think.
I think that's the biggest question mark teams have about you, is your shooting range?
I don't know. That's for them to decide, but probably. I'm just trying to get better at everything I do every day, because I know to play in the highest league in the world, I'm gonna have to have everything elite.
So your range go to 3-point range?
I've been extending it, and I've been working on it every day.
Your dad's a legend. I mean, sure, you get this all the time, but what is it like trying to make a name for yourself, being the son of somebody who is so great?
I think I'm really proud of my dad, and just knowing I'm his son and having his name on the back of my jersey, it gives me that extra motivation. I'm proud to be a son, and I'm just happy for him.
What advantages does that give you? How much have you learned from your dad?
That's a pretty nice little advantage. He tells me things now and then, and I trust him more than anything. I always listen to him.
Go ahead.
Is there any comparison in your game to your dad's game?
I don't know. To me, he's the best there was. There's no one going to be like him ever again. And I couldn't say I have any comparisons to him.
What's the most enjoyable part of these NBA workouts?
I think just the being able to experience every different organization and their environment and how they coach and playing against other athletes. It's just awesome to be the experience and get. I think the most I get out of it is I learn from all the best coaches in the NBA, and that's a big advantage.
Where else have you worked out then?
I've worked in Phoenix, in Toronto, and in Boston.
Where do you feel you're most NBA ready right now?
Like part of my game, you mean? I don't know. As I said before, I have to improve everything. I'm working on everything, and hopefully there's something that stands out, and the teams love me for that.
Left Gonzaga a year early. Was that a difficult decision to make?
It was very difficult. I would say these past 2 years in Gonzaga have been the best measures of my career and life, and it's sad to leave that, but I know this was the right decision, and I'm just excited for this new chapter.
BYU and Utah fans are glad you're jumping to the NBA.
Yeah, I don't know what to say about that.
I
don't want to say nothing.
Fans here wouldn't mind cheering for you instead of booing you.
Yeah, that'd be nice for once.
Why was now the right time?
I just think after the season, I talked with my family, my friends, the people close to me, and I trust my dad, his decision, my family. So I'm just going with my gut, and I think I'll be ready to make this new step.
You had that game in the tournament going up against Hurdle, and obviously it was thought of as a lottery pick then. Do you think that helped you with your performance in that game?
To be honest, I didn't think about it as a matchup or anything. I just thought that as a team, we had to win. They were in our way, and we had to go and beat them to get to Sweet 16. And I tried my best, and it worked out well.